CASA Children's Intervention Services is looking for very special advocates for children. CASA, standing for Court-Appointed Special Advocates. Here to tell us about the opportunity is Suzanne Mitchell. She's Volunteer Recruitment and Training Manager. Suzanne, it's great to have you with us on the Wink Wake-Up Show.
Thank you so much for having me, Barry, this morning.
So tell us about CASA Children's Intervention Services, who you are and who you serve.
Well, we're a 501c3. We started serving abused and neglected children in Prince William County over 20 years ago, and since then we've expanded to serve children in Fauquier and Rappahannock counties and now Warren County. And our mission is basically to protect and serve children who are abused and neglected or endangered and to provide a voice for them in court.
Now, you're looking for advocates for these children, and this is a volunteer position. And tell us the responsibilities of the advocate.
This is a very unique volunteer position in that our advocates are very highly trained, and they have been appointed by the local judge in the Juvenile and Domestic Relations Court. What our advocates do is they advocate for each child's interests before the court. They do make home visits, visit the children monthly, meet with the parents to discuss concerns and plans, and we observe visitations between the parents and the children, and we're basically conducting an independent ongoing investigation to make sure that the child is getting all of the services that they need during this time of crisis. Our advocates also do speak on behalf of the child in court. And we do place a recommendation that the judge does review.
So the advocate is also looking for a good, safe, loving place for the child to end up.
Oh, absolutely. We are making a recommendation to the court based on the findings of the investigation as to what would be in the best interest of the child to make sure that they end up in a safe, loving, and permanent home.
This isn't your ordinary volunteer position, you know, for somebody that says, oh, I love working with kids. This takes a special type of person and maybe some suggestions of who would fit this particular type of volunteer opening.
Our advocates come from a variety of backgrounds. There is no specific background that we look for other than that you do have to have a deep concern for children. And our training contains at least 30 hours of very specific training on how to work with families and professionals that are involved with the families. And we do require 12 continuing education hours each year. So our advocates are very highly trained to work with other professionals involved with the child.
Now, you've been working in Prince William County for some time and also Fauquier, Rappahannock. So now Warren County, still looking for volunteer advocates for all those areas, but in particular, the newly opened area, Warren County.
Absolutely. We do need advocates, and the first thing that we require is for any potential advocates to attend an information session that we are holding on various dates in Warren County.
Excellent. Now, how do they get in touch with you, Suzanne? What's the best way to reach out to you at CASA?
The best way to reach out is by looking at our website, which is CASA, CASACIS.org. You can find information on how to contact us then to learn more.
All righty. Again, that's CASA. And then CIS, which stands for Children's Intervention Services.org. Well, for those people who have huge hearts for children, especially those who have been abused or neglected and want to see these kids end up in a safe and permanent and happy home, this would be the volunteer job for you as far as being an advocate with CASA Children's Intervention Services. Suzanne Mitchell is the Volunteer Recruitment and Training Manager. Suzanne, thank you for your time and for what you guys are doing.
Thank you so much, Barry.